And now, for your listening pleasure.
Last Moments Day is always a tough day for me to share my thoughts because I'm right alongside anyone who grieves. Hi there, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive, where hopefully I'm helping you thrive daily. I was in the dentist chair last week, and when my dentist was done with my exam, we stood and looked eye to eye, and he knew what was coming. I took his hand, and I asked how he and his family are doing. They lost their oldest son in a very tragic way over a year ago, and he knows I grieve too, so we have a bond. As he said, there is always something waiting in the wings to trigger him and his family, and then the tears flow. I told him I had reached a point of less tears, but then my grief is different. I think about things we could have done together yet. I think of all we did knowing we would have continued. He and his family think about the graduation, the wedding, the birth of a grandchild, the success story of their son's life. Yes, it is different, but it is still the same. I asked him how his anger levels were, and he smiled and said, still the same. I told him these feelings will always be there. We who have lost someone we love always harbor a feeling of anger that they are gone. For me, as time passed, my heart has filled with gratitude that I ever met my late husband. This is what settles me now. I loved our lives. I loved what we did together, and now I love the memories. We all deal with grief differently, but it all boils down to one thing, love. We all were loved, and we loved back, and we understand each other's loss. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.